And welcome to Big Duck Energy. Big Duck Energy. That's right. Putting the quack in your mama's back. That's Big Duck Energy, the Pac-12 North's most notorious Oregon podcast. Maybe the only Oregon podcast, but that's fine. We're here to explain the big Pac-12. We're going to call it the Big Pac-12 North. Yeah, it already started.
Because like we're tired of the hate, the East Coast haters, the Bud Elliots of the world, saying that we're small, saying that our thighs are insufficiently girthy. We see your comments. We read your message board. We have great thighs. We have booming systems. Damn.
Sleeping
booming.
On the Pac-12, literally.
Why would you do that if we're so bony and if we're not supple, idiots?
Yeah, exactly. We have college football. Listen, beyond Oregon, we have college football's most flexible team. That's right, Stanford. Yeah, they're smart and they're live.
Sequoias are thick.
That's right. We have tons of thick football players.
Bears?
We got bears? Come on, what's thicker than a bear?
Other bears. We have multiple bears.
That's right. Multiple bears. What do you have, SEC? You got wildlife like what? A couple groundhogs? Snakes? You got basically the like castaway drawer in the kitchen of animals.
Loose skin dogs. Gross.
Ugh. Gators. Yeah. Ain't no meat on a fucking gator.
Nope.
And before Louisiana man tries to say, oh, actually there's good eat. No, I've eaten gator. I'm from Georgia. I've moved to Oregon recently. I know what I'm talking about.
Fried Commodore is better.
I bet there's actually a pretty real Georgia to Oregon pipeline for reasons that we probably shouldn't go into on this podcast.
Oregon strength coach is from Georgia, matter of fact. The man with the very viral mustache.
Coach Feld. Yeah, Aaron Feld.
I looked it up and looseskinneddogs.biz is available.
Of course it is. You know why? South ain't on the internet yet. That's right.
All right.
Still on dial-up. Speaking of.
Do the intros. Come on.
We got a heck of a show dialed up for you. There, that's a Pac-12.
Lie. Man, that's such a lie.
Just some classic Pacific Northwest talk.
No. We're gonna.
we got so many good bits and skits and sketches
and spoofs and voices,
roundtables, many guests. And man, ain't none of that shit.
I'm gonna do the whole show as Kyle McLaughlin.
Slide whistles, y'all. Let's.
No, don't say it. Let's introduce it. People drop us right now.
God damn it.
Let's introduce everybody to the flock. Around.
Quack, quack, motherfuckers.
That's right. The bill of goods, if you will. Since we're out on the web.
God damn you.
Web.
A truly foul joke.
Web, like the feet of our host.
I will kill you.
So that would be Ryan Nanny joining us from Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New Yorkin.
Can't spell Brooklyn without the O. Big fat O. Did you know Oregon sued a high school because they use the same O? Bitch, we did. Don't dare infringe.
That is correct. And Ducks, you know, Ducks native to Brooklyn. You didn't know that, but they are.
New York invented Ducks, and then Boston stole them. Whiny bitches.
Also joining us from his new Oregon resident, late of Kennesaw, Georgia, but now I believe ensconced nicely in Cannon Beach. Figures you'd move to the firearm themed community. Jason
Kirk.
Can
y'all hear the rainstorms tonight? I'm recording on the back porch. Never done that before till I moved here to Oregon. And it is. It sounds very Pacific Northwest. So if you pick up some extra ambiance, you're welcome.
You can hear Cascadia. Listen, you can hear them throwing fish. Hear that? Yep. There it is. Caught it.
That's what they would do all throughout the Pac-12 North. Anytime you go to a Stanford game, they're just throwing fish in the
just
stands.
In case a Monday Night Football camera is around. You never know. And you always want to be throwing fish, just in case.
Joining us from his home in Tillamook, that'd be as he joins us every week, Brian Floyd. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hey, y'all.
He's actually chipping in this week. It's usually a little You're usually the silent glue that holds this podcast together, but this is your territory, so I thought we'd have you on in a more vocal manner.
Why would you say that? He was the funniest person.
Have you not been able to hear me yet?
I can hear him every week.
I don't know what Spencer's talking about.
No, not a clue.
Every week, listeners say, "My God, you guys, none of you made any sense." But Floyd, the points he was making really opened my eyes, and also he's hilarious.
Really, I'm only able to speak to people in the Pacific Northwest, so it's like a dog whistle. You can only hear it at certain tones.
But like way more chill.
Also, yeah. Speaking of dog whistle, no.
like a not racist dog, like literally a dog whistle.
A high pitched sound. We'll use a different word.
Nope, that's me.
I was just gonna
make
sure
I'm here
caught up on Papa John.
Papa John? Do we have to go Papa John and have
no,
the
yeah, because we hadn't recorded last time when they took the name off the stadium.
Oregon State just dropped their Papa John's sponsorship deal. So yes, this is Pac-12 North news.
I forgot to mention where Ryan was from originally. Wanker's Corner. Wanker's Corner, an actual town.
This is the only work Oregon. You do for this podcast, isn't it?
I have several other choice bits of work to contribute here.
Jesus, great.
And it, like, for instance, I have the hometown.
I demand to be allowed to choose my own hometown.
Yeah, actually across from us, Holly Anderson
you
joining
can do,
us. As
wait,
she
we can
take does.
Our own hometowns?
No, you and
no,
I
no, no.
you and I are auto
only
generated
Holly
characters.
I yeah. wasn't born in Oregon.
She wasn't born in Oregon. But she did move to a truly special community. Share your new hometown in Oregon with us.
It's a cove along the lower Columbia River mm-hmm. that is technically in Washington State, but I spend my days across the bridge in Astoria.
Yes, in Clark's Dismal Niche. Dismal Niche! The township, unincorporated, of Dismal Niche, Washington, but technically Oregon. Those bastards stole it. Just like they steal everything.
That's what they should call Twitter instead.
It's more of a rest stop than a township. My needs are simple.
Dismal Niche.
Do you have bags on your feet this week? Now that I have to ask.
No, I haven't done anything exceptional or interesting tonight.
Yet.
That feels like a lie.
He walked into the kitchen tonight where I was eating fried chicken, degloved a piece of fried chicken, like a thigh, with one hand, and then shoved the entire chicken skin into his mouth.
He said unusual, though. So far.
Quack, quack. Yeah, it was mild chicken, not spicy.
Well, that doesn't even count. That's a vegetable.
Yeah. Exactly. This is roughage, y'all. What I wanted to at least figure out what we could do tonight is leaning on the expertise of these assembled Oregon fans, if we could kind of translate our magnificent division and conference to the rest of the nation. That feel like something that we're up to tonight.
Yeah, I think how we should do this is we should let Brian, who's in many ways the leader of the podcast, sets the tone. The head coach, the most meaningful voice. What I would like Floyd to do is to give us an unfair assumption about the Pac-12, and then we can, as a group, debunk it or tear it to shreds. Does that work? Does that work for everybody?
Yeah,
sure.
Does it matter?
We're doing it anyway.
That's the spirit, man. That's the fucking spirit. See what Ryan just said about Floyd setting the tone. That's the tagline right there.
All right, so
I should care about the Pac-12 because nobody cares about the Pac-12, including the Pac-12. It's perception.
Oh shit! Straight to the heart.
I mean, I'll go counterculture here. You shouldn't. You shouldn't because there's so much more in the world to care about. I mean. Sure, it just means more in the SEC, but look at the world around you, man. Isn't that selfish in these times when you see what's going on in different communities and to the environment and with the economy? Like, shouldn't it mean less? Isn't the better way to have it mean less? It means less. It can't mean less than it does to the Pac-12. Be a better person and be a Pac-12 fan. SEC fans, arguably the worst people in the world by their own admission, because it means too much to them.
Yeah, I'm taking all the time that I would normally devote as an SEC partisan, telling sports writers that they should have their heads removed and then their neck stumps fucked, to send those exact same letters to biodiesel executives.
I think that's a worthy argument. I, for instance, instead of devoting my time to watching what I would consider even a mildly excessive amount of football, by trimming that out of my schedule, I have time for the pursuits that really I think only we in the Pac-12 North engage in, like kite fishing.
Mm-hmm. Like fish kiting, where you tie fish to a kite.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's where you try to pay for something with a fake fish.
And then that's
you
fish checking.
You forward it several times.
That's check fishing.
Ski blading. That's where you ski on knives.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rush. You really, really have to try it. Shortboarding. That's where you take a long skateboard and you just trim it down to one set of wheels. And you just see how it goes, man. See how it goes. It's a trip.
Mountain dogging, where you kidnap someone and convince them that they're a dog over several isolated weeks in a mountain pass.
Best time I've ever had.
That's a club sport at Oregon next year.
Mm.
I think you're all wrong. Pac-12 North football passion is off the charts. Autzen Stadium, of course, is the loudest stadium in the country based on blog posts that say it is.
And the antics of the duck, of course. That's his name.
Very passionate duck.
His Christian name, the duck.
Shit, man. You want an example of Pac-12 North passion?
Oh,
call
Jesus
that thing
Christ.
Puddles.
Bro, whoa, oh, no,
bro,
no,
bro, 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 bro.
I'm sorry, man.
Bro,
I'm
See?
Sorry. I just hear that.
See?
Shit. I flip out.
Bro,
that's
not
his
name. Talking about Pac-12 North fans don't care.
And that's that was the end of Big Duck Energy after it was
like
sued
a puddle?
Out of existence.
That was shallow, mm-hmm. man.
I mean, that's just. You know, a puddle is something a child jumps in.
No, don't even use it in the singular. No. You incredible asshole.
See, most of the time I'm bro, but then when you make me want to fight, I get bro-lick. I go from bro to bro-lick like
bro
that.
Bro-lific.
Yeah, and then it gets bro-lit when I get bro-lick.
What else really, really, really pisses off Pac-12 North fans?
Literally nothing as much as that.
Yeah, the lack of Heisman attention. Hi, why are we not getting more attention for this award that we don't want to win because we don't think it's legit?
I mean, we did win it, what, 3 years ago? So Shh. Stanford's problems are Stanford's problems.
Stanford's problems are math problems.
Hey, listen, I think the market makes no mistake, Stanford. Sorry.
Stanford flourishing in the marketplace of ideas.
I'm just going to say, they are a Pac-12 North brethren, but like, you know, helping you isn't a me thing, is it? Right? Like my highest priority in life is to just do me, right? So if you're on fire on the side of the road and I got a bladder full of piss, guess what? I'm toting it down the road, staying hydrated. It's my highest priority. That's how I felt about the Christian McCaffrey Heisman campaign, y'all.
Andrew Luck will be throwing passes for the Colts with his invisible hand this season, so it's exciting.
I feel like we're still paying for that Joey Harrington stunt years and years ago. I wouldn't vote for us either.
The Times Square, the Times Square business?
Yeah, followed by the Jason Gesser grain silo one that we countered with. This was all just bad.
There's also the fact that we legit, put Akili Smith into the league at all.
That's more of an accomplishment than anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna take credit for that. That was good. That was good. Like, think of all the SEC quarterbacks. Like, AJ McCarron got a paycheck. Sorry, Akili Smith's cool. He's totally cool. They sent him to Cincinnati. That's like, you can't send somebody to Cincinnati and expect him to be a success at anything, unless they're a mortician
or an Oregon State grad. Some Oregon State grads could do it. Which it's basically a mortician school with a football program.
I mean, that's fine. But like Joey Harrington, you knew it wasn't going to work because, like, I know we all love Joey, like, because, you know, it's an Oregon great, but you can't have a guy play piano. You can't. That's like the second lamest guy at the party is the guy who cracks out the piano. It just wasn't going to work. The first lamest.
USC shit.
Yeah, that is some USC shit. That's some talent show shit. Like, that's when you go to the talent show and everyone's like, haha, I'm going to show you how I can juggle like two balls, right? And then somebody sits down, they're like, oh, I'm going to play Moonlight Sonata. And they're like, ah.
Wanted it too much. And wanting it too much and failing, that's got Detroit Lions written all over it.
That hurts, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Love you, Joey.
It's honest. It's just honest. I don't know what to tell you.
It should have been a keytar. Like, if Joey Harrington had come out, like, ripping on a keytar, that would have been way cooler. He still did throw one of the most beautiful play-action passes I've ever seen against Colorado in the bowl game in the Holiday Bowl. It was absolutely stunning. No one will ever take that from you.
In the alternate universe where he goes, instead of Joey Harrington, his full name's John Joseph Harrington, where he goes by J.J. Harrington and plays keytar, he's already won 5 Super Bowls. He's amazing.
He might also have been a 3-point shooting dude at BYU if his name is J.J. Harrington. He's playing a keytar. Like, he might have been the cool guy from BYU. Like,
keytar is probably an honor code violation.
Keytar is a major at BYU. Are you kidding me?
Keytar is like a little bit like the version of instruments having unorthodox sex, right?
I mean, a keytar has a guitar in it, so.
Wait, what?
What?
I mean, technically, yeah, it does.
Whoa.
It's kind of like the Pac-12 North having a cowl in it. You just forget it, and then you're like, whoa, it's still there, man. It's part of the architecture. It's crazy. Brian, as our resident Pac-12 North expert, can you give us our next unfair myth?
Oh, that Oregon is all style and no substance.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we don't actually have haters. A lot of style. Oh,
why is style not substance? Isn't that what art is? I'm so tired of these.
Future fascism is a style.
Come on.
More near future.
Nearer all the time.
I mean, I get that you love brutalist architecture, okay? But it doesn't. You can flash things up a little bit sometimes. What's wrong with that? In fact, I actually would like to take this opportunity to issue a formal cease and desist order to the Georgia Bulldogs for infringing upon Oregon's rightful trademark to scoring the absolute living hell out of the opponent in third quarters of games. Last year, Georgia led the country in that category. Oregon fell all the way to 123rd in third quarter point differential behind Kansas, Maryland, UVA. Georgia, you have been served with notice. Give it back to us. We deserve that. That was our thing, and you took it from us, you sons of fucking bitches.
Yeah, and then they tried to cover it up by losing their national title game to an Alabama-based flagship school in last-minute heartbreaking fashion instead of sit-on-neck, foregone-conclusion fashion.
They complain about missed calls. Again, that's a thing that we do.
Michael Dyer was down.
Michael Dyer was down. Not only was Michael Dyer down when we played him, he was down last year in the national championship game, too, somehow.
I'd like to tear down the fourth wall for a second, peek out to the audience, and whisper that, yeah, no shit, Michael Dyer was down.
No, he was completely down.
Yeah, no, that's real.
No,
yeah,
that's real.
Listen, we are only very barely in character on these things. Yeah, Michael Dyer was down.
I mean, we'll go back in a second, but he was down. Down, 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 down.
Yeah. Let me just point out that, like, nobody stopped Cam Newton all year long except for two teams, Kentucky and Oregon, the two greatest football programs in the nation.
And who they also stopped? Michael Dyer.
That's right, because he was down.
Who was down and remains down.
100% down.
Also, the whole style, no substance thing, like, people were talking, what, last week about Iowa State's new uniforms. Calm down.
I love that argument coming from, like, all over the country, the Midwest, the South, where, like, every fucking time there's some new social media graphic with the little Nike logo on it, you know, you see the replies on whatever social media you're looking at. And, oh, yeah, now we're looking cool. Now the recruits will like us and all this stuff. Man, shit. Like, whose style do you think this is? Where do you think that all came from?
I like the other version of that reply, which is, we need to focus on winning football games, not dressing up for Sunday church. And which is sort of like, why don't we just play in burlap set? We didn't earn it. Why don't we play in uncomfortable?
Hey, you social media director who posted this tweet, run some laps.
Play in a hospital gown till you show you can win like a champion. You play like a patient.
You play in the swaddling cloth you were put in on your first night on Earth. I don't care if it only fits your head.
I don't care if it's not comfortable and your genitals are exposed.
Get your balls out, son.
Can I just say this? We wouldn't be having this discussion as Oregon fans if we could solve one simple problem, which I will tell you this. If Brian, our Pac-12 expert and the grandfather of this podcast, okay, wants to put this out there, we'll have to fight it. Remember, we have problems with the Pac-12. One thing that Pac-12 fans enjoy doing more than anything else is complaining about their own conference and how inept, poorly run this visionary pile of crappy futurist ideas is, okay? 428 individual regional networks, one of which is marketed to your Uncle Ron. It is. It's Ron Vision. Arizona's on it all the time for some reason.
He hates Arizona.
He does. It's so poorly managed. So poorly. Why do you have a UHF station broadcasting Boise State games? They're not even in your conference.
Ron just wants to watch episodes of the Golden Girls. Why won't you show Ron the Golden Girls?
He's being detained.
Ron is
out
there
fighting. Golden Girls, not the Golden Bears.
Are they in the conference? Yes, Cal's in the Pac-12. But the one thing that I think we can fix is
it is called the Rose Bowl. Just real quickly, marinate on that. Golden Girls is the Pac-12. Let's move on.
The one thing I would change as an Oregon fan here on Big Duck Energy.
Big Duck!
Quack. Is this. We have to stop playing Arizona. There's no reason. Every time Oregon gets close to greatness, we're forced to play Arizona. First of all, not even in our division. Second of all, might not even be a real place. Have you ever seen Tucson? I haven't. But only seen the stadium. I think it's a false flag. The entire program. Because one, they took our beloved Dennis Dixon and his fourth ACL from us.
Can't talk about that.
And his fifth. It's not fair. Also, 2014. Cruising along towards an undefeated season. And one of the most amazing offensive productions ever in the form of one Marcus Mariota. That's correct. Marcus Mariota, go look at the numbers. Absolutely insane season. Over 1,000 yards rushing, 4,000 yards passing. Easily. You want to talk about Heisman? That was so obvious even East Coast voters voted for him. That's how bad it was. That's how much better Marcus Mariota was than everybody. And what ruined it?
And what thanks to... he lives in Nashville now. That ruined it.
No. Something ruined it before then.
Oh,
a guy,
sorry.
Arizona. We had to play Arizona. There's no reason to play Arizona. No.
Is Arizona the South Carolina of the Pac-12, the team that only exists to fuck up? We throw that lob at Auburn a lot, but Auburn occasionally like does something of consequence. South Carolina, I feel like, is just like, yep, beat you 17-14. Fuck off. And the difference is Arizona does it. Yep, beat you 42-14. Fuck off.
42-41, but yeah.
Yeah, or 31-24.
Fair.
You lose to a two-star linebacker named Scooby. That's not even a thing. Shouldn't even be real. Yeah,
what
Arizona's
happened to him? What happened to that guy?
Tested positive for snacks. That's what.
Did it ever disturb you on Scooby-Doo, by the way, that like the dog and the guy ate the same thing? Like Scooby snacks, and Shaggy's like, hell yeah, tee him up. That's something that like your 6-year-old does to make you laugh, is like eat milk bones occasionally.
It's drugs. The dog likes drugs.
That's worse.
Shaggy was real skinny, man. Like Shaggy needed to eat something. He was not in great shape.
Was he gluten intolerant? That was the only thing he could tolerate.
Slinky-Doo.
It was like bone meal. Like just chunks of bone meal, and the dog didn't know any better because it has dog taste buds and is like bone meal, and Shaggy's like, yeah. I just want to be able to walk more than 20 yards without getting winded.
There are a lot of deleted scenes in Scooby-Doo where he has a regular sandwich and then shits his brains out.
That's why they were always running.
Why are these in here? Casey Kasem wanted to do the noises. I don't know what to tell you. He loves making those angry shitting noises.
We don't even pay him. He just comes in here and makes angry shitting noises, and we delete them later. The man's insane. Yeah, I think that's my one complaint against the conference is this. we have to stop playing Arizona. There's no reason. And my argument is this. It's just not necessary. It's not necessary to play Arizona.
I don't know that Arizona would dispute that.
What?
No.
So we will continue playing Arizona as long as Washington has to keep playing Arizona State. Because we'll all recall last year, the most hilarious and delightful game of 2017 when Washington, after berating ESPN for not giving enough attention to them for beating the likes of Rutgers and Portland State or whatever, went and lost to Arizona State. And not just lost, but lost by like scoring 6 points against one of the worst defenses in the country. I thought that was pretty great. So that was one really good scheduling move by the Pac-12.
I definitely paid attention to that.
Is that the game where they put cupcakes on the field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Or the game after that. It was right around that time. Like if it was any coach less than Chris Peterson, everyone would have said, maybe he should focus on what's going on the field instead of, because it's Chris Peterson, you know. Mr. Perfect, do no wrong. I'm definitely saying this in character. I actually do think he is perfect. He can't do no wrong. But as an Oregon fan.
Heard you.
I know. I'm sorry, coach.
And because this is the SEC, he doesn't have to pretend to forgive you.
Oh, God. That's true.
But that was hilarious when they lost to Arizona State.
Hey, let me just remind you that last year, in the year of our Lord, 2017, and by our Lord,
not our Lord,
I mean LaMichael James. This non-conference record versus Power Five teams. Oh, look at you, mighty SEC. 7-8 versus Power Five teams. Ooh, that's 46.7%. I bet that's a passing grade in Mississippi Public Schools. Guess what you got in the Pac-12?
That's salutatorian shit.
Yeah, 7-3, bitch. 70%. That's right. We won 70% of our games against Power Five teams. Don't look up which ones. 70%. Yeah, we're just gonna lean on it. 70%.
They were all Nebraska, and it doesn't matter how.
Hey, we're on at least a 2-0 streak against Rutgers, and they invented football. So
that's right. That's right. You know what the Big 12 sitting at 4-7. Oof. That's a 36.4% mark versus Power Five teams in non-conference. So you know there's no defense for that, which is appropriate for the Big 12. Am I right?
And the Pac-12 is not only not afraid to schedule FCS teams, we're not afraid to lose to them as well, to spread the wealth.
Matter of fact, you lose to an FCS team, sometimes it really gets your season going. It's a mm-hmm. little jolt. Coach can come in there and take a break from like retweeting alt-right accounts and say like, well, I guess we're not as good as we thought we were. I mean, we can lose to literally anybody. Maybe you guys should practice harder and not go run into a wall. You can say all that shit. Media members can say like, hey, can you tell us about kangaroos, coach? It's hilarious.
Washington State should take over the Papa John's endorsement. Wazoo is going to break out a Papa John's deal in like the next 48 hours.
Announced by their coach.
Oh, it's adorable. You're a contrarian.
They won't even be paid. I'll just be like, I think it's the greatest pizza on earth. And I've been to 47 countries. I think I'd know.
But by
nothing about Washington State football implies better ingredients, though.
Listen, last week we disproved the notion that better ingredients make better pizza. So now we got to work on the better ingredients part.
Hey, three-star ingredients, hopefully.
Can Papa John use the trademark at this point? Because he's been booted out. Like, there's no way he owns that, right?
No.
So he has to start a new name, which I think, you know, it's kind of problematic if he goes for like Daddy Juan's, because, you know, mm-hmm. half his fan base really isn't going to be down with Juan.
What about Single Uncle J's?
Single Uncle J's. Divorce Daddy Pizza. That's Divorce Daddy Pizza.
Divorce Jay's Pizza. We put Fireball inside the crust of all of it. We don't tell you about it.
Divorce Daddy Pizza sounds like something you go to like some tiny, you go to like Mongolia and there's like a knockoff Papa John's.
I thought Divorce Daddy Pizza was Totino's.
So there's some listener out there is like,
Somebody's eating it right now.
If you're eating it right now, let us know.
Tell us, percentage of our listeners, please tweet it,
Holly, if you're eating Totino's right now.
At Celebrity Hot Tub.
Especially if you're Stephen Godfrey and doing this.
That's why I feel bad for
what
my married friends
Stephen's
who are on that.
Listening to this podcast is the only reason I feel safe.
Like, there's no reason to be a married guy and to be on some, like, extreme divorce guy shit. There's not, like, when you got a married guy and he's like, yeah, I'm just in my underwear eating some Totino's by myself.
Yeah, plenty of time for that after you actually run her slash him off, fellas.
Yeah.
Spencer, I think you're conflating reason and excuse.
Yeah.
Because the reason is like, I don't know, it felt like it. I was playing Mario Tennis and I wanted to eat Totino's. That's a reason.
You know, you're coming real close. You're sailing. You're not quite hitting the coast with me, but you're within sight of it.
Ryan, yeah. Put up.
Oh, no, that was a bullseye over here.
Ryan, put up a Twitter poll when this goes live and ask what percentage of listeners have Totino's in their gullets right now as they saw that tweet.
Yeah. No problem. I actually forget everything at the minute we publish this.
35%.
So it's fine.
It's okay. So does, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, are we? Please don't whisper ever. Well, it's going to happen again.
Uh-oh, okay, Ryan's doing a Yin-Yang Twins voice, folks. He's going to keep it up for the next hour.
Wait till you see my duck. Like, quack, quack, quack.
I'm stupid and I made bad choices.
Oh, so many.
Is the problem here. So I have no one to be mad at but myself.
Oh.
Hey, listeners of Shutdown Fullcast. I want to tell you about a new podcast, The Arthur Brooks Show. That's me, Arthur Brooks. And I'm president of the American Enterprise Institute. I'm making a new podcast with Vox Media. Now, as president of AEI, that's a Washington think tank, I see bitter disagreement all the time. And it's terrible. We need some way to disagree, not less, but better. So this is a series that looks at the art of disagreement. The first episode is out July 12th. Find it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And most of all, subscribe right now.
I wanted to do a quick thought exercise first. I wanted to go ahead and translate this. Hey, SEC fan, I'll talk slowly for the next couple of minutes just to work in. Okay. I didn't want to interrupt your QAnon browsing or, you know.
For Totino's pizza tips.
Dude, I'm just listening to Alex Jones eating this Totino's Love in America
Totino's
right now.
Totino's pizza hacks.
That's all I'm doing.
That ain't Spanish, is it?
See, I'm celibate, but because I love fishing too much, I'm a fincel.
What the fuck is wrong? But as you can tell from the Totino's, definitely not a thin cell, as it turns out.
Not a thin, no. If thick cell were a thing, unfortunately, it would be me. I'll slow down, and I'm going to go ahead and translate this so that you can follow along. And we're going to take you through the Pac-12 North, and we're going to explain which team is translates to your team. For instance, Oregon, I'm going to go ahead and say, is Bizarro-Bama. If you just take everything about Alabama and flip it backwards, except for the overall quality, the results need to be flipped backwards, but the overall quality, you get this. We're an offensive first team. We change our uniforms all the time, unlike your dreary, dull, red togs that you never, ever change. Didn't even change back when red meant that you were anti-American.
I heard that. He said you had togs.
That's right. I said togs. Go look it up. Go look it up. It's not a tin dog. It's another meaning. Go look it up. We don't really play that much. We don't really play that much defense.
We've had bad experiences against Ohio State.
So actually. Yeah.
And we beat Auburn. Michael Dyer was down.
We hate Auburn too. We absolutely hate Auburn. So, and also everything about your state is opposite in ours. You horrible, humid, bug infested dystopia. Us, we got Portland. We got Eugene. Everything's great and awesome. Unlike your state, which is not.
We do have a Corvallis, but that's kind of where we quarantine all our Bama.
We got that's the Auburn. That's the Auburn of the Pac-12.
And that's a shared history of institutional racism that we'd rather not talk about.
Yeah. Or is it the Starkville?
That's now we're getting closer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Corvallis is the Starkville. Now Washington State, again, look on your map. Way up. Yeah. Up left. It's the
Have they got left?
It's hold out your hand if it spells an L. It's the sinister hand, the one your grandmother didn't let you point at her at because it's Steeler's soul. Thumbs.
By left, did you go all the way around the globe?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry. I went across the hemisflat all the way to the left. To get up to.
Wait, did they really say that?
Yeah.
No.
It's the hemisflat.
No.
That sounds like something Kyrie Irving came up with.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving. Bama compatible. So
you say Wazoo's offense isn't well-rounded. We say nothing is.
Washington State, that's Pullman. I think I can make a strong argument that Washington State, it's bizarro Auburn.
And how excited is the readership going to be to find out how much time we spent talking about Bama?
So excited.
Okay.
Because, you know, Pac-12 fans love nothing more than deep, detailed discussions of SEC microcultures.
The great news is there's not that many of them and you won't get this far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's bizarro Auburn.
What's my reward for waiting through a half hour of this bullshit? Insults. Congratulations.
We're self-deprecating as they're Oregon fans.
They're the solid ones.
You can at me, but I'll be asleep.
Yeah. Let's see.
And unlike unlike some Pac-12 teams, she'll block you. So
Wazoo, you don't even need to throw in Bizarro and all this. Wazoo is just Arkansas.
That's fine.
It's a perfect parallel.
You think?
Arkansas. 49-48, triple overtime. Arkansas. The game ends with the dumbest shit you've ever seen, and there's a fight in the stands.
And the coach grunts and shrugs his shoulders at the end.
We really used to like this coach, too.
And you're kind of not sure what his body shape looks like. Actually, we're very sure what Brett Bielema's body shape looks like. Never mind. It's a Ford Taurus?
No.
He's shaped like a Ford
Taurus.
He kind of is. I mean, got like big old wide.
Remember the station wagon?
Yeah, station wagon.
Yeah.
A bipedal Ford Taurus station wagon. We finally figured out his body type.
I call it the Brickshaw.
Someone describe my
there's,
body
no,
type.
No, wait. There's
last.
Endomorph, Esomorph, Mectomorph, and Bielemorph.
Bielemorph?
Oh, man. Somebody's going to shop that at you.
I would also point out that
like Bert with the mouth coming out and it's a tinier Bert in there. Somebody's going to Photoshop that.
It's an Animorphs cover where a Jujubee turns into Brett Bielema.
Also, I think in the 21st century, Arkansas and Washington State have been to the same number of Rose Bowls. So that's isn't that correct?
Goddamn, dude.
Cougs were robbed, 98. Michigan didn't deserve that.
Agreed.
Tell him, Floyd.
Still three seconds left.
There's still time on that clock.
Ryan Leupelslinger right. Out there right now. Just send him back out. It's fine. We got time.
He does have time.
The Washington. Now, Washington's kind of tricky. I'm just going to say this. Washington, bizarro Florida. Common link, serial killers.
Good in the 90s.
Good in the 90s. Proximity to water, right? Body parts, weird body parts just washing up. Very, very common.
Incredibly bad within the last decade.
Mm, true, true. Washington took it a little bit further, but yeah.
Did they lose to an FCS team that year?
You know what? They didn't. I don't think they did. Maybe Sac State? I don't know. Don't look. We'll just count it. Georgia Southern's worse. It's way worse. They didn't attempt a pass. I'm sure the team that Washington lost to in the FCS attempted a pass. So we'll go ahead and count it. All right. Let's see. Different, like, bizarro species. You go from, like, mammal to reptile. That's true. Different, completely different climates. One is, like, pleasant and temperate, and the other is literally hell. So
people actually live in Seattle. Nobody lives in Gainesville. Nobody. Andy Staples lives in Gainesville, and he controls it sort of like a barter town system.
He's like the librarian
Master Blaster.
In it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Boats? Both fan bases take boats to these stadiums. The only difference being Washington's is actually on the water.
Yeah, ours on the trailer.
Ours is Cutty Sark.
by ours, of course, they mean Florida's.
We rely on a little man named Captain Morgan to get us to the stadium. He's an official, and he's actually a law enforcement official in Florida.
He's allowed to conceal carry, all right? Back off.
Yes, that's true. One thing we do share in common, insane white people. Insane white people. Basically, that's the same.
God, just, Rex Grossman could have been a great UW quarterback.
A we wouldn't
great
have known any
UW of quarterback.
Rex Grossman could have killed three men with it, like with a spear in Seattle, and no one would have heard of it because it's in the Pac-12. I know so many things about Rex Grossman I shouldn't know because he was in the SEC. And if he'd gone to Washington and he'd run an actual Quaalude ring, we would have never heard about it.
Let's just retcon that now. Rex Grossman, Washington's greatest ever quarterback.
Rex
it is. It is so.
Rex is a dog's name, so he'd be good.
Look, I mean, look at that dude knowing, having heard nothing else about this team ever. Look at that dude's picture and tell me you wouldn't buy his name being Joey Harrington. He's got kind of a Joey face.
Like, yeah. What's more,
if you,
like,
if
listen.
You if you left Joey Harrington in water too long.
we're talking like Doughy Harrington.
Broey Harrington.
There it is.
Let's see. Cal. There is no analog for Cal.
Vanderbilt.
No.
Yeah, it's Vanderbilt.
It's Vanderbilt.
Ole Miss.
How is it not Vanderbilt?
How is it Ole Miss?
No, Jason might have a point.
No, volatility. Volatility and NFL talent.
Because
yeah.
Volatility. Is Arkansas with more expensive shirts.
And an air of gentility that is neither deserved nor particularly historically backed up. Except
yeah, and like tons of talent coming through with zero to show for it.
Also kind of a cultural psychosis surrounding everything they do, right? And built on, like, how's this built on a disaster? Ole Miss, or Cal, built on a literal fault line. Ole Miss built in Mississippi. So, just both of them.
Lord willing, the earth will claim both of them soon.
Spencer's Twitter handle is Celebrity Hot Tub.
Yeah, at Celebrity
Hot
Tub.
Is SBN Recruiting, if you want to ask either.
Oh, yeah. All right. No, go ahead.
This is the one to tell people to tweet at Godfrey.
Yeah. They probably think he put us up to it. It's fine. All right. Who are you going to make Stanford then?
Well, they can't. So Stanford?
Vanderbilt. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Stanford's good.
Yeah.
At what? School?
All sports. They win the all sports trophy every year.
They do. They win that nerd
conference of champions branding just because Stanford's good at, like,
I mean, okay, so that's a primary difference.
Yeah.
Quidditch.
Yeah, Vandy has one title ever in bowling.
Wait. Stanford is Texas A&M.
Oh, I like where this is going. So, like, crazy cult that no one else can like imagine trying to interface with a Stanford person human.
I just want to see the Aggie prison experiment
suspiciously,
now.
Suspiciously good at cooking things, which makes you wonder how they got so good at it and what they got so good practicing on.
Mm-hmm. Stanford's good at cooking?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, Stanford tailgates are lit. I'm not kidding.
No, they really are.
No, I'm not kidding. The closest comparison I would come up with for a Stanford tailgate, I think I've said this on the show before, is Tuscaloosa, but like the quad at Tuscaloosa where all the moms with their Escalades pull up and like pull out the white tablecloth Bama tailgate is Stanford. Their smoked meat game is outstanding. It's weird.
It's not that confusing. They're all James Bond villains, and James Bond villains all have excellent private chefs.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Also, one Aggie parallel, band centric, like if Stanford is Bizarro Texas A&M, that's literally
band
opposite
related
bands.
Habits that you do not understand.
Yeah, if you took everything about the A&M band and you reversed it, it's the Stanford band. All right. Right down to this.
And also weirdly hard to drive to, but for different reasons.
Yeah. That's true.
I just want you to imagine David Shaw at A&M.
Okay. I wouldn't wish. Why would you wish that on him?
Listen, I'm not the one who made this comparison.
Where, like, you get fired for going 8-4. Yeah.
Love you, A&M.
David Shaw would just show up and be like, "Well, I like dogs, but I have a slight allergy. Get the fuck out. Get out."
Wait, go the other way though. What if you put Jimbo in Berkeley?
Make
Jimbo take a photo with the tree.
Can you imagine the like, you know, I got to tell you, voice to text software would leap forward by a good 15 years.
Hey, transcribe directly from his brain.
I have never thought of a coach having a language barrier issue between him and his fan base, but this would be it.
I can totally see Jimbo though, like, winning him over, being like, "Yeah, I think you should be able to sell babies." Beat the Hoover Institute.
Oh my God, you're right, because he's completely genially amoral. He might get along there.
He would.
I was watching a science documentary called iRobot.
That's what y'all folks around here do, right?
Will Smith really made something of himself.
I do. You know why David Shaw's awesome at Stanford? Because I get the feeling that he looks up sometimes and goes, "There are too many people in the stands."
Is he Thanos?
Yeah.
No, I just think he's the most, like, the most literal situational libertarian, and that he just genuinely wants to be left alone with his notebooks.
Yeah, no, he's like, "We could get our signals off so much more clearly if there were fewer people here. I think I'm going to slow the game down so everybody's quiet.
This is a private party.
We just want to get to the punch."
It's contrary to everything I love about football. Like, I love about Scheme. He doesn't do anything schematically that I like, but I love Stanford football so much. And that weird irrational love is another thing that I feel for Texas A&M, a place I absolutely should not have affection for. That's kind of the line I was drawing.
You got a lot going on.
Hey.
It's fine.
I think we assigned everybody in the Pac-12 North. I think we said that Oregon State was definitely Mississippi State, and that Corvallis was Starkville.
Yeah. Oregon State could also be Kentucky, because Oregon State's claim to fame is they made a Final Four like 1,000 years ago. So, basketball school.
Total basketball school. Solved. Done. Sold.
So that's what they're good at.
I like that. We completely assigned it. Brian, do you have another unfair stereotype for us to refute boldly?
Not really unfair, but why the game so damn late?
Oh. Because we want you to enjoy time with your family?
Why is the sun so fucking far away?
How many Big Ten children have had soccer games go unattended by their parents, have not been able to go to various art camps or other enriching activities, have sat lonely in their rooms hoping that someone would come read to them because their dipshit father had to watch the Illinois game? You know where that doesn't happen? The Pac-12. We wait for you to have a full day with your children, enjoy the wonders that are parenthood, and then watch your team lose.
Actually, in Eugene, Oregon, all children's soccer games kick off at 11:30 Eastern. I mean, I look at this differently. Why are fucking ACC games so early? Why is Duke kicking off at 9 a.m.? You know, it's their problem, not ours.
Yeah, you got to check in with your parole officers at noon?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I know Washington State does.
Mm. Oh, I was talking about Duke.
Washington State's parole officer is probably drunk, so it's fine.
Duke, like, they like employ parole officers.
Washington State's like, "I check in with myself. I am the parole officer."
Do you think Washington State leads
Catman
FBS in self-tasering accidents?
Nope, Miami is still a place.
Yeah.
No, no, unintentional self-tasering. Oh, not
like fun. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Right.
Not festive self-tasering. No.
Is not Ohio State the
not
most,
Easter-related
like,
self-tasering.
Is Ohio State the one where it's like dueling with tasers?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Roman candle accidents.
That's actually like how that's legally Ohio State's own version of the Hammurabi Code.
Whoever wins a taser duel
is
the mayor.
This is how Phantom Menace should have gone. Watch this.
Right.
Someone has to sit there and sing the fight.
That's a really good tasing. That's a good tasing noise. Do it again.
Thank you. Yeah. It smears the bronzer. Don't do that, bro. most meathead fan base. I will never stop laughing at what meatheads everyone at Ohio State is.
Unlike us, they're in the Pac-12 North.
We eat fish. We eat fish and lean meats and vegetables.
Yeah, fish heads.
Pescatarian heads.
I mean, listen, man, I don't look like I'm all that fit, but I can, like, standing up paddleboard all day. Like, I could just get out in that thing and just go. So yeah, good.
I agree. The thing I really love about water activities is not touching the water with any part of my body.
It's the best part. Just put my dog on there, you know?
Yeah, here in the Pac-12 North, everywhere we go, there's a fucking dog close behind. Every person must have a dog.
Yeah. Also, we're not, like, uptight about drugs.
Well, the dogs are cops.
Dogs, wait, hey, the dogs are cool cops.
They're cool cops.
Yeah. The dog is my parole officer.
The cops are dogs.
Yeah. I did enjoy, though, when I was out in, like, Hood River, the guy that I was, I'm not making this up, the guy that I was learning to kite surf from he rolled up in a, that part's not made up.
This is why people hate
No, me. I know.
The guy that I was learning to kite surf from, and that I'm really bad at, like really like bad for me yet. He rolled up in a Subaru Outback with like a Cheech and Chong cartoonish industrial smoke outlet level of like smoke flying out of the Outback. And he was high as hell. And he was telling me, he goes, yeah, man, like I was driving and like I crossed the line, state line over to like, you know, Utah once. And I was like, how much weed did you have in the car? He goes, I mean, I had 2 pounds, and
like, I mean,
bought it at Trader Joe's.
So a weekend trip?
Weekend trip. And he goes over, and like, he's like, I got pulled over 6 feet into Utah. Like, apparently, like, he was doing, he goes, you know, I was just driving around, and the way I just saw him pull up, I was like, so, enormous chimney.
How fast are you going? 170. Is that a problem?
Kalani Sitake does not fuck around.
Yeah. I like the 6 feet in thing because it's like the cops saw him coming. Like they just saw the big billow over the horizon.
They're like, oh shit, a dragon. Oh,
darn it. Darn it. We got another one.
The cop slowly like lowering his magazine, lowering his phone, taking the time to adjust his hat, maybe putting on some lip balm with some SPF. It's a little bit bright out there. You know, tugging up one of his socks that has kind of started to fall down, stretching, and then maybe getting out of the car.
Now hit the siren.
Quick roll of the shoulders. You know, maybe check his teeth for anything weird.
I mean, I think the dude had like every possible signifier, right? Like he had panic playing. He had a dog in the car who was probably also carrying, right? And they get in 6 feet in Utah, get pulled over. They have him waiting on the side of the road. And the guy says the cop stopped because he got tired of pulling weed out of my car.
That's it. And that's right. That's the Pac-12
dream.
Way.
That's the hurry up. That's the hurry up, no huddle, right?
You make the defense tire itself out.
That's right.
It's a volume game.
It is. He scored so, literally, he scored so many points.
You gave that cop too many reps.
He did. He ran so many plays on the cop and got so many snaps. Okay.
The cop's laying on the highway like, oh, I'm cramped. And there's Pac-12 fans. You're freaking it.
That what the Utah cop told him was this. He said, I'm going to take what I can carry back to the car.
This is fucking Oregon Trail shit.
It is. He's like, I'm going to take what I can carry back to the car.
You have killed 60 pounds of buffalo weed.
Basically, the trooper was like, I can't fit all this in the car and put it in evidence. We don't have, like, they're going to think I'm running weed.
So oh, I've got the soccer goals for the kids' practice today in the trunk, so.
Wait, Utah don't have evidence rooms? Like, they don't have crimes?
No, they're all Mormons. Like, the evidence rooms are very small.
I don't know what to do with the whole thing.
The evidence rooms are very small. They're made to contain, like, Diet Coke cans.
We have an evidence coffee table. Does that count?
I think
here,
he was just
here
like,
in Utah, we only have very tiny, like,
novelty miniature
crimes. Gotta
put this in the evidence shiffer robe.
Put it in the evidence cubby.
I think
God, we've been robbed by Ant-Man again.
I think it just got to the point where he was like, if I take any more than this, I have to open a trafficking case, and that's a lot of paperwork. So he just told the guy, he's like, take the rest of it, take your dog.
So if So if you're fucking like Big Meech or Pablo Escobar, go through Utah.
Sir, I need to ask you, are you Sicario?
Did he in Utah, or did he make him turn around and go back to Oregon?
No, he just told him to turn around and go back to Oregon.
You take that attitude back to Oregon, buddy.
So he called his friend and he's like, yeah, road trip canceled, bro.
Wait, road trip canceled because we're down to like a pound and a
third. We're down to a pound and a third weed. Can't make it that far.
I've only got two bales left.
I kind of wanted him to just take a mule across,
we're
right? Just
die
go get
out
a mule.
Here.
Yeah. That was not a made up story. That part was true.
Life's
Jesus. Okay.
You guys ever notice when things are starting to go wrong, but you're maybe like maybe you've seen this in your own life in your football program that things are slowly starting to move backwards, but you know, you've never really had a problem before. Like say you've only ever had like 3.5 coaches in the entire span of your football program and it's never really been an issue. And then all of a sudden things are going drastically fucking wrong. But by the time they're drastically fucking wrong, it's a little bit late to try and catch up now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah,
familiar.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's nothing you did wrong. You've always been a good person and a good football program, and maybe somebody wrote a check to somebody sometime, but I don't see what the big fucking deal about it is. Maybe the NCAA should back off and pay more attention to USC.
And but sometimes you promote your second offensive coordinator in a row that maybe wasn't the best move, and sometimes you just comb that shit over.
Because mm-hmm. he looks really good in a hat, okay? We didn't know what was under it. We didn't
and
know what was under
of,
it in terms of hair or offensive prowess.
Like speaking of not knowing what's under your hat,
mm-hmm.
66% of men lose their hair by age 35.
Think of your hair as a national championship.
Yeah. Tennessee's never getting it back.
Think of it as a what? I'm an Oregon fan.
Think of it as a bowl game against Kansas State. Winnable, but you will lose.
Think of it as a national championship. Bama's claiming a lot more than they've got.
Wow. Wow. So the point is you don't have to go
I like
this
that
direction.
This means USC has fake hair.
Yeah.
Like the NCAA shaved USC's head? Anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
I mean... Does Clay Helton have any hair?
Nobody knows what he looks like. Stop
exactly.
bringing that up.
Exactly.
That's why he's named Clay. You mold him into whatever you want him to be or look like.
Your beautiful hairless golem, Clay Helton. But you don't have to be like that. You can go to forhims.com, forhims.com/shutdown. You do that, you get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today. Right now, while supplies last, $5 technically could be, you know, money you're not supposed to give a recruit. Again, Oregon, none of these things were ever proved against Oregon. And because Oregon is so honorable, we didn't win a national championship while under the cloud of these allegations because we believe in fair play and doing it the right way, unlike Auburn and USC.
Michael
Cheaters
Dyer
to the
down.
End. Michael Dyer was down, just like the cost of Hims when you use our offer code SHUTDOWN.
As in Michael Dyer was.
Michael Dyer was shut down by the Oregon defense, but the refs cheated us once again. Scam Newton. Should we talk about the schedule at all?
Absolutely.
Also, did Floyd quit on us? Floyd, are you there?
I can hear him. What are you talking about?
I've been here the whole time.
Don't do this to me.
He's always here, dummy.
Let's do the schedule, please.
Like Hims, the Pac-12 schedule is a well-known generic equivalent to a name brand.
You know what? Athletes make a mistake when they train. And it's a common mistake, and you shouldn't make it. You know what that mistake is? You go too easy on your hard days, and you go too hard on your easy days. Oregon, not making that mistake this year, okay? Easing into the season, all right? Opening game, Bowling Green. That's a win. Portland State. Unless you're Washington State, that's probably a win.
Oregon's not Washington State because Washington State has more coaching continuity at this point.
That's true. It's absolutely true. You can't run from that. You know, we got a Mario now, so we're going to win. But.
And just like Mario, we passed them all.
We passed them all.
San Jose State should be fine, right?
Yeah, these are our easy days. We're warming up. You know why? We got a hard day against Stanford. That's a durable team. They're tough, but they got to come. They gotta come to the nest.
So here's what I want to do. I want to predict the rest of the schedule. All right, we're starting 3-0. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Yeah.
Every other game, I want to, every other game in the North, I want to predict based purely on the most important metric in college football, your best business graduate. Oregon, who do we got? You know who we got. We got Big Bad Phil Knight, right? Who's Stanford's best graduate in the field of business? Oh, what's that? It's also Phil Knight because he got a master's there? Hey, way to originate nothing, Stanford. Way to just steal from other people. W. At Cal. Do you know who Cal claims? The co-founders of MySpace, the co-founder of The Gap, and the co-founder of Hot Pockets.
Cal's Cal. Just a school of hop-ons.
Washington. Your best grad is a man by the name of Peter Adkison, who started Wizards of the Coast. Spencer, I think you are the most nerd adjacent here. Can you tell us what Wizards of the Coast is?
No, I've had sex, and I don't know what that is.
You know what it is, you fucking liar.
God damn it, it's a role-playing game company.
You're the most wizard-like and the most coastally adjacent.
Yeah, it's a role-playing game. Wizards of the Coast had all kinds of dope-ass role-playing games.
Oh my god, they made magic. Y'all calm down.
God damn it.
Wazoo, you have Paul Allen, the Ringo Starr of Windows. Congratulations.
Hey, still got that Beatles money, though. I respect Paul Allen so much because he got rich and he was like, I'm an asshole. Like, he never, what are you going to do? I'm going to build a yacht. And buy.
Hey, no, say this for Paul Allen. He's not on fucking Twitter.
That's right. Paul Allen's not on Twitter. Elon Musk, you loser.
He probably doesn't know how to install it on his Microsoft Windows computer.
He probably still uses a big old sat phone.
Why do you think he made Windows like that?
He probably has a phone that makes the startup noise. Doo, 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 doo.
How do I don't know how to install Twitter. I don't have disk 4. Shit.
Clippy.
And then
yet we're all better for it.
Oregon State, your most business successful grad is Leonard Schoen, the founder of U-Haul. That's right. Mm-hmm. Your best grad literally founded the way to pack up and leave. Some extremely Oregon State shit. None of the South games matter because nobody in the Pac-12 South is worth a shit, except USC, who we don't play. Mm, UCLA is not a big deal because Chip Kelly will always be a Duck. He'll always be a Duck.
Just chalk up a loss to Arizona. There's no reason.
There's no reason. No.
Just chalk up a loss.
That's fine. We got to go to Arizona, which, yeah. It's a tradition. We have several traditions here. One of them is beating Washington. One of them is losing to Arizona.
It's like how you get bronchitis once a year.
More like too soon.
God damn it.